Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first without a road.
Right, hang on, because it's time for a Trump in Tuesday, and we are ready to go. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is a Trump in Tuesday, brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. All right, once again, got a big show lined up for you today. You are listening to us right now on FM 105.5 or AM 660, The Answer. Or you might be listening on your smart device, and if you're not, you can still download the free Answer Orlando app and listen there. You can also listen on our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Just hit that big listen live button there. And, of course, TheAnswerOrlando.com, where you can join the fan club for the station as well. And there's some big changes afoot here at the station. Don't tell anybody. We're not supposed to say anything, but... Yeah.
Wow. That was weird. That is really.
What was that? Was,
that's what you call it.
I wanted to know if we were on the right station.
Okay, so we are here. We are live in the Relaxed Comfort Studio. And that voice you heard there, one of them anyways, was Randy Ross. Always great to see you, Randy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. And now we know what he was doing last Thursday. He's going to reveal the big plot, the big plan, the big goings on from last week.
It was awesome.
Yeah, he and Jeff Bonning and others. And, of course, the union boss, the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, is in the saddle tonight.
Well, I'm glad that Jeff went with you because he left with less money from our golf game.
Did he really?
No, actually, that was the next.
He played with us Friday. He played well. Ask him who won that one.
Did you win?
There's four of us. You know what I mean? But it's just who walks out with the most cash.
Yeah,
what
Mike, you put money on it.
Not much.
What Mike is saying is he didn't win either.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, I did. I came out. That was one of my best days. I had five pars and a birdie.
But you're probably pretty competitive, I would imagine, aren't you?
No, I like that. See, that's the frustrating thing about golf, Randy. The harder you try in golf, the worse you get.
It is.
You know, in other sports, the harder you try, you excel. Not in golf. Oh, boy.
Really tough.
You have to be relaxed.
Don't tell Tiger Woods that. I think he might disagree.
Well, Tiger better pick it up, too, after this week's British Open. You know, he got cut from the British Open, as did Phil Mickelson. But did you see
Rory McIlroy?
Did you see any of that, though, Chris? I mean, the atmosphere there. I mean, oh, my God. You know, the roughs and you know, the ocean and the breezes and the weather. I couldn't believe what they play through.
Links.
But, you know, it was a great event.
But he was honest and said that maybe it's because of his age. Maybe he's got, you know, it's a little harder for him.
I think when you're in your 40s, you're going to certainly deteriorate to some degree. But he's still a well-maintained person because of his exercise routine.
All right.
Yep.
I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We will be joined at the bottom of this hour by Brad Blakeman. He is a consultant for the President Trump's campaign and was a White House consultant. And we'll be speaking with him about the Mueller testimony tomorrow and other things. So you can look forward to that. And of course, as I said, it is a Trump and Tuesday, which means we're going to have a contest challenge for you for contest Thursday. So we got all of that wrapped up in tonight's show. Yes, we're going to talk about the budget deal, and we're going to talk about the Mueller's testimony. We got it all for you right here tonight. But once again, all-time high on Wall Street.
You know, it's always great when you say that, Chris, because that does mean, imagine what it means to everybody in the sense of dollars and pension plans, their personal income, et cetera. The day we hit a new all-time high temporarily, we backed off a little bit. If we'd have been up 187 points, we'd have, like I said, had our fifth all-time high.
Which did happen during the day.
Dow, and it did occur. We backed off. We ended up 179. We probably will break through it again tomorrow. I mean, the primary news has set the market on fire, and it really did, was the fact that Mnuchin and our friend Lighthizer are going to China on Monday, and they expect to be there a few days, and they're actually going, the meeting's going to be held in Shanghai instead of Beijing, and they've had two major conversations with China in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, maybe something of some merit can be accomplished here. I don't know if you'll have a whole deal or anything, but if we could even get a, you know, one-third a deal or something that measures that there'll be positive aspects for our economy. Boy, remember we talked about a melt-up a few weeks ago instead of a meltdown? Mm. You know, you could see that because the Friday after this, we're also seeing what's going to take place with our interest rate situation. And then earnings, 10 of the Dow's top 30 stocks, their earnings are coming out this week, and some have started coming out, which have been very positive.
Yeah, so far.
So, you know, the run continues. So you got to be, again, a happy investor. Plus, in late part of the day, the IMF upgraded its U.S. growth outlook to like 3.6%, which is a big number. You know, it was higher than previously projected.
What is IMF?
International Monetary.
Everybody knows all this stuff.
International Monetary Fund.
Yeah, and that's something you'll know, Randy.
I might know the answer, but not everybody knows the answer. I'm doing that for Carmen. Carmen says sometimes we just got to remind regular people what stuff means.
She knows what horse talk is.
She's right. She's right.
Like Mr. Ed.
She does talk to horses.
What the International Monetary Fund does is they collect data on economies around the world, and they also participate in funneling money to various parts of the world. And certainly they would be attuned to economic growth.
And it's really,
wherever that it's occurring.
They're a forecaster. You know what I mean? They're saying right now that they think we're going to do about 3.6. The previous estimate had been 3.2. Does that tell you something? It tells you, again, growth persists in our economy. The big event will be not this Friday, but next Friday on the interest rate situation. Will they lower it a quarter? Will they lower it a half? I hope it's a quarter. If it's a half, I'm a little concerned. You'll see the market go down because people will second. Yeah. I don't think they'll go half at all because the market's too strong. Employment's too strong.
Yeah.
But I personally like to see them do nothing, but we'll probably go a quarter.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right. So that is to be looking forward to. Now, certainly the word that Mnuchin and Lighthizer are going to China is encouraging. But one of the reasons why Mnuchin is able to is because he just wrapped up this budget deal with both Schumer and Pelosi. And it was a situation where, as I told you yesterday, they're going out of town. They're going on recess Friday. Mm-hmm. And they won't be back until after Labor Day. So they've been doing a little spending since they're getting ready to go out of town. By the way, the Senate passed the 9/11 relief fund bill today.
That which carries for 70 or 90 years.
Till 2090.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's a long time.
You got to figure if somebody's around collecting it in 2090, that probably whatever they're collecting it for didn't have anything to do with 9/11.
There must have been an MBO or something.
Maybe some of this is for children, offspring. I don't know the particulars of it, but I thought Rand Paul had an excellent point, and that was, this is not the way we do things, and it's a situation where normally these bills are passed with sort of an option built in to continue it as the need demands, and you hold hearings to make sure there is still a need. Mm-hmm. What this is, it's an open checkbook for 71 years, and you don't have to prove the need. You just have to make a claim, evidently.
Once a bill's been passed, though, could you alter that down the road 20 years from now? Say, well, you know, I really didn't like that bill.
In politics, you can say nothing is permanent, right?
Okay. Well, then that, you sort of answered my question on that.
But it would take another piece of legislation in order to do it, and that was, of course, is probably not going to be very popular.
Right.
So, but, you know, 2090?
Yeah. I think the hardest thing for you, me, and I'm sure Randy and everybody else to get over is they always come to the budget deadline right before vacation. You know what I mean? But vacation cost us an awful lot of billions of dollars because they're just hurrying to get out of there. And I don't think they give them, you know, the evaluations they should because our debt is getting worse and worse.
That brings us to the budget deal is referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically what they have come up with is this is an outline. What they have done is said, this is the amount of money we're going to spend for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. 2020 fiscal year starts at the end of September, so we're only 2 months away. And what they have said is they're going to spend, now this is discretionary spending. This has nothing to do with Social Security, Medicaid, nor Medicare. All right, but it does have to do with food stamps and things, other things, defense budget. And what they have said is they're going to spend about $1.5 trillion each year on discretionary spending, that on top of the other things I just mentioned and the debt. To service the debt. They have to pay the interest on the debt. We're not paying the debt down, but we're paying interest on it. All of that is non-discretionary spending, and that's going to be over another $3 trillion.
Do you know that?
So we're talking about a $4.5 to $5 trillion budget.
25 cents out of every dollar we spend is just the pay down of the debt. Interest payments.
And that's why, that's another reason why Trump wants to jack them down, not jack them up.
Right. I mean, if rates accelerated, what a disaster.
I forget how many billions of dollars a year it costs us extra, what you're talking about, for each point of interest. It's like hundreds of billions.
Right. And
for each one interest point.
And you know the Fed takes that in major consideration, boy.
Yeah. So the budget, what this is, I said, so this is the amount of money they're going to spend. Now, when they get back from vacation in September, they have to decide how it's going to break down. Now, evidently, they've got some agreement in terms of the defense budget. But other than that, it's sort of going to be, shall we say, another free-for-all. And it could result in another government shutdown, theoretically. I don't know that that's going to happen. It seems as though there's willingness on both sides to not have this be a campaign issue. I think that was some of the political thinking, at least from the president's side. But he also got an agreement in this that, if it is held to, is a significant one. And that is that they have agreed not to dispute any diversion of funds for the president to use in these budgets to build the wall.
That's good news.
That's tremendous news.
Yeah.
Now, the extent of what that exactly means, because obviously they're not going to let him just have a free, you know, you're not going to be able to take $50 billion out of the defense budget and build a wall. But there is evidently some give in the position that Nancy Pelosi, if you remember, she said not one, maybe $1 for a wall.
Right.
That what they're saying is they're not going to appropriate the money directly for the wall, but they're going to let the president do what he did through his emergency actions and all of that.
That fight's not working.
That's exactly what it is.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. This is on the heels of news coming out that their polling is showing they are quote unquote losing the, how did they put it? Basically losing the PR battle on the immigration issue.
They can't.
They're
no
getting
way.
Crushed on it.
Absolutely.
You know, here's a thought, though. Did you know that Trump has not actually added 1 mile of new wall? All this money that we read about being spent?
Well, actually, there has been, but it's only been like 30 or 40. Most of it has been rebuilding wall that was dilapidated and not worth being built in the first place.
Which is in the prime areas, which had to be done.
Yes.
So, I mean, I understand, but I'm just saying it's not like we're really plastering these walls up. We need to get these walls up as quick as we can.
As a matter of fact, he tweeted about that today.
Oh, good.
Talking about how taking down the dilapidated wall and putting up this beautiful 30-foot tall wall is actually building the wall. Because the wall that you're talking about may as well not have even been there. It's not like it's a real wall that's actually functional that's being replaced with something else. This was a non-functional entity that people were calling a wall. We've talked about this before, those old landing pads from Vietnam, which are corrugated, and then they turn them sideways so they can use the corrugation to climb over the things like rungs in a ladder. Yeah. I mean, that's it. It's like they're inviting people to do it.
There's probably taller walls on the East-West Expressway.
No doubt there is. Look at I-4 there. I guarantee you the walls are built alongside I-4 are more functional in terms of keeping people off that road than those things that they built to keep people out of our country.
That's right.
So, okay, so we'll take a break. Once again, the budget, they're going to spend a lot of money, but the president decided that this wasn't the time for that fight, and he's promised to come back should he be reelected and really look at cutting spending. But he understands right now, basically his hands are tied because Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House of Representatives. And he's got to deal with that reality. And if we don't like that, we have got to win the House of Representatives back with a different, obviously, speaker than St. Paul and Ryan was.
To get this debt down, Chris, he needs to take control and start slicing, but he won't be able to do it.
It starts appropriations bills start in the House of Representatives. You got to have the House to do that sort of thing. We'll take a break, come right back with more Trump and Tuesday on the American Adversaries.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey everyone, Rick Brown would like to invite you to join his new Tijuana Flats Mobile Rewards Club. It's easy and it's free. Just text FLATS to 888-111. That's FLATS to 888-111. You'll get an immediate reward of free chips and salsa with a $10 purchase, a free dessert on your birthday, and you'll be automatically entered each month to win a free entree. There'll be Mobile Club only specials up to twice a month sent directly to your phone. So don't delay. Take advantage of the Tijuana Flats Mobile Rewards Club today. Text FLATS to 888-111. Available only at Winter Springs, Oviedo, and Avalon Park locations. Not valid with other specials or promotions.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4 slow from Lake Mary to US 27. Eastbound I-4 slow from 192 to past Lake Mary. Got a crash Pershing at Cimarron. Old Winter Garden, there's a crash at Mercy and OBT. A crash at Land Street. 429 northbound slow from the Turnpike. 429 southbound slow into I-4. Look out 192 and 429. Traffic light out at that intersection. Turnpike southbound slow from the beach line to 192. That's your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave DiRica.
Boy, the lyrics of this tune really fit, don't they? All-time high, doing things like we've never done before.
Yeah.
With President Trump, it's all-time highs.
He was going to crash the economy. I remember that was going to be the happened if he got elected. Yeah.
I always think of the crackheads in San Francisco when I hear that song. I don't know.
Only because you were in Haight-Ashbury back in the day.
I know I was back there in the late 60s and early 70s. Every time we played, we were in Haight-Ashbury.
You still don't know if one of those girls was Nancy Pelosi, do you?
Oh, wow.
Chris, that
just
is
kidding.
Cruel.
Just
that
cruel.
Is. Wow.
All right, so
he's gonna have nightmares about that.
Yeah. Before we move on, just one last thing about this budget deal thing. You know, sort of tongue in cheek, I like to find these little off the wall stories, as you might have noticed. We do we brought you the stories this past spring that these feng shui is it's a Chinese art, isn't it, Randy?
Yeah, it's just about, you know, like for example, making it where your energy doesn't go out the window. You don't put something to block it, and all these. It's placement and balance. Yes.
Placement and balance, exactly. And they had been talking about the president. Because he is the year of the dog, mm-hmm. He was born in the year of the dog, that his sort of, his feng shui was sort of out of balance for the first couple of years of his administration. Nonetheless, he was able to accomplish a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They said starting this year, this feng shui after the Chinese New Year was coming more into balance.
Well, good.
Okay. And they predicted that the Democrats would not impeach him, that they had already lost their mm-hmm. chance to impeach him, even though they'd keep talking about it. And they also predicted that by the end of the summer, the president would actually be building his wall. And lo and behold, along comes this budget deal, which appears
to... It sneaks in, right?
Gives you chills, doesn't it?
I know. But Chris, my own...
They also said he'll never get along with Nancy Pelosi because she's the year of the dragon. She's the dragon lady.
The day, our good friend, or yesterday, Cory Booker thought that the president looked terribly old and weak, and that, how about this violent statement? I can't believe he said this. He would like to punch the president in the face.
Well, he says sometimes the president...
What a delightful congressman you are, whatever he is. Said, I don't know what the guy is.
He actually said it this way sometimes, and I understand this. This is why I say politics like professional wrestling. He said sometimes the president gets you so mad you just want to punch him in the face, but he's an old guy and all this other stuff.
That's not a good example to use
no,
if you
of course
have
not.
Youth listening.
The guy,
and, you know.
Look, he's desperate.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to be kicked out of this presidential campaign because he's going nowhere.
Yeah, this is about it for you, Cory.
So he's flopping
work
around.
On your body, brother.
He's like a fish out of water.
But the I couldn't believe he was knocking the president around physically. Cory, you look like a grasshopper.
Saying he would.
Yeah.
All right, the president today was at the Turning Point USA Teen Student Action Summit in Washington, D.C. These are teens from all across the country who are young Republicans, you might say, and they all had to work to get there. They had to do essays and other things to be able to go on this trip.
Is that how it should be, or you'd be like the Democrats, just sign up and we'll send you there, and you know, bring your pot with you?
These are like teen leaders of tomorrow, mm-hmm. and the president spoke there today in a very enthusiastic audience, it was.
Did you hear him, which, you know...
No, I did not hear him.
Oh, I watched a lot of it. I thought one of the nicest things he said, remember, the silent majority is silent no more.
Right.
And the crowd started screaming and yelling, and he says it takes courage, stand up. But the great thing was, he could be a great college coach boy because he had all those kids at a high. You know, I mean, he really hit right where they wanted to go. And obviously, these are kids that are achievers. You know, as you said, Chris, they wouldn't be there. And that's what you want in a society. And they were all seemed so happy and so glad to be at this place where you go to a Democratic convention for kids and you see a bunch of thugs and, you know, drugs floating in the air. It's a difference of night and day between parties. But this...
You're saying you don't approve of Antifa?
Oh, I just don't think that we would match up well. You know what I mean? But this idea of USA, you know, and what they're doing with Charlie Kirk is just fantastic. And I can't wait to see that, I hope, circulate up through Orlando and have some fun.
Somebody was saying that there's a rumor going about Charlie's going to move to Florida.
There's an article.
To Florida.
Yeah, he's moving from Ohio to Florida. We don't know where.
In Florida, right.
Right, so good. Hopefully we can get him on the show sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a hoot. Okay.
Yeah, great.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, once again, Brad Blakeman, political consultant for the president, is going to join us. Thank you for joining us, too, on a Trumpin' Tuesday. We really appreciate that. And don't forget, join the folks out there at Sutherland Nissan and let them park you in one of their great vehicles when you need a new ride. And they got the Titan trucks out there. Those are awesome vehicles.
Yeah, I know that. Boy, they pull the horses, you've got to be awful powerful.
Indeed. Yeah. They got lots of horses to pull
consistent.
The horses. Yeah. That's it. So the Titan trucks, once again, located at Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail, the website OrlandoNissan.com. And if you got a particular model in mind and you just want to, maybe you got time to wait, but you want that special deal, keep watching OrlandoNissan.com, and I guarantee you the deal on your model will come up and you'll be able to snag that thing
and
at the best price.
Remember how low interest rates are for
That's
financing.
Right.
This is a great opportunity.
We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. And AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. FBI Director Christopher Wray says China poses a more serious counterintelligence threat to the United States than any other country, including Russia. Wray told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday the FBI has more than 1,000 investigations involving economic espionage and attempted intellectual property theft, and nearly all lead back to China. Wray's appearing on Capitol Hill for an oversight hearing a day before Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifies on the Russia report. A Puerto Rico judge has issued search warrants for the cell phones of government officials tied to a crude and offensive online chat whose leak has set off a political crisis that could bring down the governor. It's not clear what authorities are investigating. On Wall Street, the Dow by 177 points, the Nasdaq rose 47, the S&P advanced 20, oil up to $56.77 a barrel. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Here's your latest answer news update. A pregnant woman shot in the head last night happened around 5 at an apartment complex on Mercy Drive. Cops still piecing together exactly what happened. She was sitting in a parked SUV. Two other people in the car with her. Some guys walked up to the car and shot at the people inside 8 times. She got hit in the head, tried to drive away, and crashed. She's in critical condition. No word about the unborn child. Cops have one guy they say is involved. He's held without bail on attempted first-degree murder. Free back-to-school physicals for uninsured children. Shepherd's Hope is behind the effort. They're working with Nemours Children's Health System. It's going on tomorrow from 9 to 11 in the morning at Shepherd's Hope West Orange Medical Clinic and Thursday at Longwood Shepherd's Hope Health Center. For more information, check online Shepherd's Hope Uninsured Children. Your answer for the latest local news and traffic, I'm Dave Dorica.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Folks, some of the largest purchases we make are the vehicles we drive. It makes sense to protect them. That's where Images Auto Spa can help you, whether you're the driver on the go or the do-it-yourselfer. They utilize state-of-the-art auto care products and techniques coupled with years of experience to deliver you the best possible results for your car, truck, or boat. You'll find Images Auto Spas at 4007 East Colonial Drive at Bennett Road and at 510 North State Road 434 in Altamont Springs. Don't forget, every Tuesday and Thursday, get the $29 Ultrashine package for only $20 if you mention you heard about it on the American Adversaries Radio Show. Visit ImagesAutoSpa.com. That's ImagesAutoSpa.com. Drivers, check your engines. The driving season is here again. If you drive a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW, stop by Jerry's Mercedes-Benz before you hit the road. Jerry and his team of factory-trained professionals will perform a free safety check on your vehicle so you and your loved ones are better prepared for your trip. Likewise, if you're considering purchasing a pre-owned Mercedes or BMW, drive it by Jerry's MB first. They'll look that vehicle over for you and help you assess its value to you. Jerry's MB is easy to find. They're right off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. For the dealership alternative, go to jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic, westbound I-4 slow from Lake Mary to US 27, eastbound I-4 slow from 192 to past Lake Mary. Aloma at the Greenway, there's a crash. Other crashes, OBT at Land Street, Pershing at Severon. 429 northbound slow from the Turnpike, 429 southbound slow into I-4. Look out for a traffic light out 192 and 429 Turnpike southbound slow from I-4 to 192. That's your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave Dorica.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. D-D-D, Diamond Dallas Page, the king of Bonnipig, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bad.
And we're back. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We appreciate you being out there. You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show coming to you live on a Trumpin' Tuesday. Randy Ross, Mike McBath, and myself, Christopher Hart, in the Relax and Comfort Studio. Jeff Sinis on the bridge, 407-774-8255. As usual now on Trumpin' Tuesdays, we like to bring you someone from the Trump campaign or RNC or Republican strategist, and no different today. So I'd like to go to our guest. He is a former advisor to the George W. Bush administration, and he is a Republican strategist. So I'd like to welcome to the show Brad Blakeman. Brad, how are you doing today?
Hey, pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you being out there. So first of all, what do you think so far about this whole Mueller setup for tomorrow? What's going on with the, do you think anything is actually going to be revealed with his testimony?
No, I don't think you're going to have a Perry Mason moment where, aha, somebody's going to blurt something out that is going to be hurtful to the president. I think the Mueller report cleared the president. And certainly that report, when it was delivered, showed that there was no collusion, no conspiracy, no obstruction of justice. That was verified by the Deputy Attorney General, as well as the Attorney General himself, Barr. So Mueller, in his press conference, when he delivered his report, stated that he would have nothing to say beyond the report itself. So I think Congress is beating a dead horse. Mueller cannot go beyond what he reported because there's nothing to report from the time the report was given to the time of his testimony. Other than Democrats want to somehow put him on the spot, he's a reluctant witness at best and a hostile witness at worst for the Democrats.
Yeah, evidently, correct me if I'm wrong, if you have another understanding, but the letter that had come was revealed last night that the Justice Department had sent to Mueller himself evidently was requested by Mueller himself to sort of give him cover so he wouldn't have to say anything more than what's in the report. Is that your understanding?
Well, I think the Justice Department was just stating the obvious, that Mueller was hired. Remember, he was a contract employee, if you will, of the Justice Department for a very specific purpose, to act as an independent counsel to investigate certain activity. He did it over 2 years, a million documents, millions and millions of dollars. He rendered his report, and his report speaks for itself. He said that himself. So, I don't know what beyond his report he can give. Certainly, anything that is not contained in his report could be seen as privileged communication. When you pay somebody to do an activity and they deliver a report, that should be the end of it. And even Mueller agreed at the time that he wants to go back to doing what he's doing. He did his job, and now it's Congress can either take his report and run with it, or they can leave it. But Mueller is not going to add anything, in my opinion, and I'm a lawyer, beyond that which he had already delivered.
One other question about the testimony tomorrow. The flip side is that, of course, the Republicans aren't going to be able to get very far with him either. I mean, the Republicans were wanting to, you know, find out when did he know that it was all basically a pipe dream, that there was nothing to these allegations. They wanted to know why he hired Weissman, why Weissman hired all of these other Democrats. Evidently, none of that is going to be revealed tomorrow either, is it?
No, it's not. And so I think this is much to do about nothing. Democrats have called this, so Republicans, have to participate because you don't surrender to the Democrats. But I think at the end of the day, Democrats will get nothing. And if they, just using common sense, if the Democrats were true to their belief that the president has committed high crimes and misdemeanors, it's certainly not contained in the Mueller document. So they would have to have other evidence. And if he was such a danger to our republic, he's not much of a danger because they're taking the whole summer off in a week.
Right.
So, if he was that much of a danger, they'd burn the midnight oil to start impeachment. But the fact is, they want their cake and eat it too. They so want to get rid of this president that they're using the Constitution as a sword to impale him and to hurt him rather than a shield to protect the Constitution from abuse. So there clearly is no a constitutional crisis like they claim, because if they were, again, you're not going to take the summer off and say, well, we'll get back to it in September.
All right. Randy Ross has a question for you.
Hey, Mr. Blakeman, the president surrounds himself with so many wonderful people on him, assuming that's that you're one of those people or he wouldn't have you near him. But I'm curious, when it comes to your title of political consultant, what kind of things do you advise or work with the president or the administration on? What would you say your specific expertise is that you offer to them?
Messaging. I help them. I attend conference calls. Now, remember, I am not an employee of the government. I am not an employee of the campaign. I serve three presidents, and I offer my expertise from arm's length. So when I attend conference calls and when I attend strategy sessions, either on the phone or in person, I am giving advice, but I'm not paid for my advice. And I give it because I like the president, I believe in his policies, I want him to be successful. My main expertise, I guess, would be in messaging.
Awesome.
And trying to put the best foot forward on the many successes the president's had. And he's been wildly successful in spite of a Democratic Party who talks a lot about collusion and conspiracy, yet they're the ones who are colluding and conspiring against the president.
Awesome.
We're speaking with Brad Blakeman, Republican strategist. Mike McBath has a question, Brad.
Brad, I have another question. This tomorrow, you're going to have a lot of semantics come forth in the sense that, they handle this like you would a game plan. And the reality of it is the Democrats have been working, for weeks and weeks to come up with the exact way to put a sentence across. And, they're going to add, subtract words to try to alter the perception of those listening, even though the answer should stay like it was in a report. But that's my concern, is the game of language and then how they're going to jump on it, even though it's their language that is altered, not Mueller's language.
Well, they're certainly going to attempt to do that, but let's face it, the American people have checked out in the summertime, rightfully so. They're vacationing, they're off with their families.
It's true.
True. Nobody's tuned into this, and number one. Number two is, there's nothing there. The American people have already come to their conclusion on the Mueller report, and that is there were no further indictments. The president was cleared of any colluding, him personally in the campaign. And as far as obstruction of justice is concerned, whatever questions Mueller had were answered by the attorney general and the deputy attorney general, who rendered their final report. And Congress has failed to act between the time of the report and Mueller's testimony, although they had all the power and time to do that. So they've manufactured a crisis that the American people aren't buying, and I don't think anything Mueller will say is going to alter that. Their attention is not on Washington. I think they're kind of fed up with it. And if they try and resume this back in again in September, I just think you know, the American people are going to be shaking their heads. I travel a lot outside the so-called Beltway of Washington, and none of this talk is going on beyond the Capitol.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And even the Democrat candidates for president admit this, that they don't get questions about Mueller and the Russians and all of that. They get questions about health care and maybe immigration. So let me ask you a couple of questions about the president's strategy in dealing with some of these other issues, immigration being one. It appears as though the Democrats are going down the wrong way when they go down the way of open borders and calling our, you know, border patrols and our detention facilities Nazis and concentration camps. They can't continue to do that throughout the campaign and expect to win, can they, Brad?
They cannot. I mean, it's not enough to hate the president out of office. You have to stand for something. And if you're against everything, you stand for nothing. And the good news is the president has a record to run on. The economy has never been better in generations as far as unemployment, growth, opportunity. Even minority communities are seeing employment that they've never experienced before, women as well. So the president has a great record. They can choose to ignore it, and you know, it's like ignoring the obvious. The sky is blue. They're telling us it's red.
Right.
It's blue.
Right.
Can't fool us. So, I mean, they're going to have a hard time selling a strategy that nobody wants to buy. We're not going socialist in 2020. In one side of their mouth, they're telling us that nobody's above the law, yet they're saying illegals coming across the border are.
Right.
I can't believe
that. They're giving them more rights and benefits than a citizen. They don't talk about the homeless in America that need attention and social services, yet they're eager to give it to people who are violating our laws and are not welcome here because they didn't come in the right way. I don't think the average American, the swing voter, the independent, is going to say, you know what, I think it's fine to have free health care for people who violate our laws. Now, why not provide free education to people even though they have an ability to pay? It's okay to forgive debt. Nobody's forgiven my debt on my mortgage.
Right.
And nor do I expect them to.
Right.
But, you know, the kids who have got an education got what they bargained for. And if they didn't, then their problem is with their institution, not with the government.
Right. And by the way, wasn't it George W. Bush who said good policy makes for good politics, I think the way he put it.
Yeah,
Mike has another question.
Another question I have. In the area of health care, because it's, you know, one of your top issues, I just hope they can define some type of programs very clearly for the American people, particularly those 65 and up, you know, so they just don't get sucked into this single payer. I mean, it needs to be clearly defined where they go, well, the worst case is, I mean, an example, you know, 10% deductible, this. And I know it's hard to do it, but I hope they just don't say, well, elect this and then we'll come up with a plan. I think you got to have something out there to put your teeth into because they're going to present all this garbage and the average guy just won't be able to, you know, work his way through it. So it needs to be very clear, and I hope they come up with that.
Is that in the works, Brad? Do you know?
Yes, and I couldn't agree more. It's not enough to tear down their policy, which we know has failed, and we also know they sold us a bill of goods. I mean, you know, Bernie Madoff has nothing on Democrats.
Oh, boy, you're not kidding on that one.
You know,
at least he paid out money for a while.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, Obamacare is the biggest scam. And remember, Obamacare was an end to a mean, or means to an end. Their end goal is single payer.
Right.
We've heard Democrats say, get rid of, commercial health care. Well, if you do that, the next step is to take over pharma. And consolidate your control over the health care that's delivered to the American people. My advice to Republicans is, yes, we need to define alternative to what is being offered now, number one. Number two is, you know, I analogize single-payer health care as the DMV. Nobody likes going to the DMV. We have to go there. And when we go there, we wait in line. And we go to window two, and if our form's not complete, we go back and sit down and go to window eight. And, you know, we're in a sea of people, and that's what's going to happen with healthcare. You're going to go to a large center, You're going to have a number. You're going to go to a window and see a doctor you've never seen before and probably will never see again. You'll have wait times, and then you'll be put in a priority order as to whether the care that you want is the care you're going to get. And that's a single-payer system. And we shouldn't have it in America. In my opinion, we'll never have it. Obamacare was that. They knew it was destined to fail. And now they're finally coming clean and saying, you know, we need a single-payer system. No, we don't, nor should we. We need an affordable system. We need a system that
effective.
Is accessible.
Yeah. Right. Affordable and accessible and effective.
Right.
Brad Blakeman, our guest today, Republican strategist, and messaging is his specialty. Let me ask you about a question about messaging. The president and his tweets, of course, we love them, each and every one of them. And I oftentimes like to say I see the logic in his tweets before others do. For instance, the tweet last weekend, not this just a couple of days ago, but now 10 days ago, when he tweeted about the four women and started this hullabaloo that the media is accusing him of racism and all this. I saw for right away and said on our show Sunday night, what the president's doing is he's putting all the Democrats in one basket and they're helping him do it. And then they went and passed a resolution in the House of Representatives and sort of codified it. I mean, have you ever seen, what is your opinion of his use of tweets and this particular one?
Well, look, his tweeting is masterful. He knows exactly how to rile them. And
he
like
does.
You said, you get them, I get them. They try and twist them. The race card is overplayed. They don't know when to hold them or fold them. And the bottom line is the president has a balancing act between rhetoric and results. It's a scale. And, you know, there are some people who say, you know what, I wish he wouldn't tweet as much, or I wish he would be more quote-unquote presidential. But on the other hand, the same person will tell you, but I can't argue with results. The guy is just doing exactly what he said he would do. Deregulation, taxation, taking it to our enemies, fair trade, building up our military. I mean, he is scoring. So, you know, there are a lot of people who say, you know, I wish he was better on the rhetoric, but I like the results. There are people who love the rhetoric and love the results. You're not going to please everybody, but my bottom line is, yeah, it's hard to argue with success.
Do you have a favorite, something, maybe a theme or something that he said on that's really like knocked it out of the park, something that really was like a spot on and really got him going?
A textbook example, you might say.
Exactly.
Yeah, actually, when he tweeted about me, I thought those were the most brilliant when he was on Fox News.
That's right. Awesome. He does that. That's right.
Yeah, because I tell you, after I had my appearance on Fox News, my telephone lit up.
And, that's awesome.
And said, oh, the president just tweeted about you, so you're... He went, holy mackerel, then you got to find out what he said. But I'll tell you what, he's good for business.
That's awesome.
I hear that. That's
hey, Brad,
good.
One last question is, I don't know if you're in the stock market or anything, but I saw that one of the top analysts in the country, Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, came out with her prediction for the market over the next 18 months. I guess you're selling everything, right? I mean, that's what she believes that we're headed for.
I think she's done such a great job at investment because she's not scaring anybody away from the market. The market is doing just fine. Wall Street's doing well. Main Street's doing well. And the economy is just not one sector. You have to look at everything. And when you look at the overall health of our economy, it is fantastic. And the reason being is the president has unleashed the power of the individual. It's not how much money we're sending to Washington. It's how much money is changing hands between us and putting more money in our pockets. You know, there's tons of businesses in America who are now doing much better because they're investing, because there's more money to invest, and they're getting more of the bang for their buck, and it transcends to the employees who are getting more money. So we believe, Republicans, in the power of the individual. Democrats believe that the power rests in government, and that government should have a cradle-to-grave program, and we just reject that.
All right, Brad Blakeman has been our guest today. Brad, we'll look forward to having you back on many times between now and 2020 and after, hopefully.
My pleasure.
Facebook, website, Twitter handle, all that real quick, please.
Yeah, I'm at Blakeman B on Twitter. I can be followed on Facebook at Brad Blakeman. And, yeah, just look for me on Fox News. I'll be on Fox News on this Saturday in the noon hour.
Awesome. Excellent. Congratulations. Yeah. Good job.
Tune in while I'm eating lunch. All right, Brad.
Hopefully the friends will tweet. Thank you, guys.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right. All right, so Brad Blakeman, once again, you can follow him on Twitter, Blakeman B, he said, and then Facebook. Okay, so we'll take a break, come back. We got Thursday night's contest challenge for you. And when we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to find out what secret mission Randy Ross and Jeff Bonney and then others were on last week.
Secret agent, man.
That's right, that's right. All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries, where we're fixing to be bigger and bolder. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with more of a Trumpet Tuesday, presented by Sutherland Nissan.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, Chris Hart here. You know, I always bring you the best companies that improve your life. Now, I want to introduce you to Dr. Ronald Trevisani of Lifetime Teeth Today, Orlando's trusted board-certified oral surgeon for over 20 years. If you need dental implants or oral surgery, this is the guy and this is the place to go. Receive the highest level of dental implant care from a trusted oral surgeon. And by the way, his patients love him.
I can eat everything and I enjoy life much more. I really do. I don't have to worry about toothaches, fillings, or anything.
We had corn on the cob last night with a filet mignon. It made my toes curl up.
Dr. Trevisani, one office, one day, Lifetime Teeth Today. Multiple locations, call 407-598-8141. Dr. Trevisani, Orlando's trusted board-certified oral surgeon. Show that smile again. Call 407-598-8141 today.
Online at drtrevisani.com.
Everyone knows Cafe Positano makes the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Owner Pasquale Barba is proud to share his family's delicious recipes with your family, and that includes your working family. Cafe Positano is the perfect place for your corporate lunch. Its separate fine dining area is ideal for your business meeting at a great price with special dishes that will impress everyone. Call 407-774-8080 for your next business luncheon or tell your boss, let's go where they have the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Cafe Positano.
Do you suffer from back pain, acid reflux, snore a lot, ever toss and turn all night, always wake up tired? Do you dream of a bed you can adjust into any position at the touch of a button? Have you been waiting for the opportunity to have your own zero-gravity bed? Well, wait no more. Sizzlin' summer savings are here at Relax and Comfort. For instance, when you buy a Wellsville Cool Gel mattress, queen or king size, you'll receive an ErgoMotion Essence Model Power Base for free. That's right, free. That's a $2,000 power base free while supplies last. Even better, the Wellsville Cool Gel mattress is priced less than Tempur-Pedic models and has a full 10-year factory warranty. So visit Relax and Comfort in Winter Park, Windermere, or Sanford and take advantage of this limited time offer. Call 321-329-3118 or visit relaxandcomfort.com. Stop imagining sleeping soundly in zero gravity or watching TV in perfect comfort. Come to Relax and Comfort and start doing it today. Call 321-329-3118 or visit relaxandcomfort.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic, westbound I-4 slow from Lake Mary to US 27, eastbound I-4 slow from 192 to past Lake Mary. Woodbury at Colonial, we've got a crash. Also a crash, Aloma at the Greenway and Pershing at Cimarron. 429 northbound slow from the Turnpike, 429 southbound slow into I-4, and 192 at 429, there's a traffic light out. Turnpike going slow southbound from I-4 to 192. That's your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave DiRica.
Listen to the radio, because we got a challenge for you for Thursday night.
All right. I mean, we're all excited about what's going to take place tomorrow in Congress, right? Well, guess what? It's your day. What question would you ask Robert Mueller at the congressional hearing tomorrow if you get your chance.
Oh, I figured out what I'd ask him.
Okay, go ahead, Randy.
Boxers or briefs?
I like that one.
I'm trying to set the tone.
This is your first time what you jumped on a crop test.
What would you do if he said neither one?
Oh, man.
Randy, he was a Marine, after all.
I mean, I could have even been a winner. Congratulations. You've come out of your shell.
And you will have the benefit of having seen his testimony and know what was asked.
That's right.
And so you'll be able to say they should have asked this. Okay?
This is going to be exciting. So
all right,
we're
so
looking forward to
that
it.
That will be
prizes, Chris.
Contest Thursday presented by Images Auto Spa. Don't forget, today, every Tuesday and Thursday, you can get the Ultra Shine package for only $20, normally a $29 package. And you have to mention you heard about it on the American Adversaries. That's every Tuesday and Thursday. They're open from 8 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and 8 to 6 on Sunday. So you still got time to pick up an Ultra Shine today. We'll be right back with more of Trumpin' Tuesday presented by Sutherland Nissan.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Trumpin' Tuesday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are hopping around here. And Trumpin' Tuesdays, of course, are brought to us by Sutherland Nissan, U.S. Marine, and all the great folks out there. You need to go and visit them if you haven't already. Please tell them you heard about them on our radio show. All right, we're here. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studio. Mike McBath, Randy Ross, and myself, Christopher Hart. And on the bridge is Jeff Sinis, and of course the phone number 407-774-8255. I hope you caught the interview with Brad Blakeman right before, during the 5:35 hour segment of the show, I should say. If you did not, it will be posted up on our website on that interview page here shortly, so you can partake of that. He is a Republican strategist, and like us, he's
thrilled with the president's tweets. He uses them masterfully, I think, is how Brad put it. All right. In the meantime, once again, we got a lot to talk about, so sit back and enjoy. If you didn't hear in the first hour of the show, new highs on Wall Street again today.
Yeah, that was nice to see. Again, we hit an all-time high today, and then at the very end, the market backed off a few points. I think we're about 10 points from the all-time high. But the reality of it is, what really moved the market today was it was announced that Mnuchin and Lighthizer are going to be going to not China. Beijing, but they're going to Shanghai, something a little bit different, to meet on Monday. Yeah. And they expect to be there like this a few days. And maybe we can get something going here, because if so, I know that we had warned people back a few months ago about a melt up instead of a melt down, you know, in the marketplace. And the reality of it is, this could be some pretty good news coming to us, which we will see, but it'll be enough to motivate the market. Plus earnings, 10 of the Dow top 30 stocks will be producing their earnings this week. And what we've seen so far has been very positive. As you know, a week from this Friday, we're going to see what happens with our interest rate picture. And I think probably it'll be a quarter point cut. And reality is, that will stimulate too. So
okay,
everything looks pretty good.
All right. Meanwhile, a budget bill was passed last night. As we were telling you on the show, we thought it was in the works. Well, it was being announced as we were doing the show. Mm-hmm. And it was for 2 years, not one. Basically, what they have done is appropriated how much money they plan to spend, about $1.5 trillion of discretionary spending for fiscal years 2020 and 2021, and fiscal year 2020 starts here in just a couple of months at the end of September. Now, they'll have to come back after the congressional recess, which starts this Friday and goes until after Labor Day. They'll have the rest of September to figure out where they're going to spend this money. Now, they've already come to an agreement on the defense budget, and so the president did lock in some extra spending, and that defense budget will continue to grow, and that's going to be good as we rebuild our defense, our defenses around the world, and as the need around the world, I should say, grows. And he also got a concession where he will be able to divert money in the budget to build his wall. And Congress has evidently agreed not to challenge that. I'm sure there are still going to be some parameters around that, but nonetheless, any agreement that he will be able to shift funds to build a wall is a huge concession from the Democrats. Evidently, they're not going to agree to appropriate money to build the wall, but will allow the president to shift money on his own to do it, which is just as good.
Now, how about ACLU and judges and all that? I mean, can they come in even though now the money's
available?
No,
I don't think so, because they won't be able to show.
We're fed up with that.
Now, states will probably still, but they're already out there suing. So these court cases are already progressing. And we've already seen that the tide is turning in the courts. Even that 9th District Court in San Francisco has already made a couple of substantial, shall we say, rulings in the president's favor, having to do with sanctuary cities. Yes, he does have the ability to withhold funds from sanctuary cities, and having to do with Planned Parenthood. Yes, he can withhold funds from Planned Parenthood. So that's the most liberal court in the land out there, that he's won those significant cases. So anything can happen in the court of law, but this is still a significant concession, it appears, that the president was able to get. And they, what both parties, president and the leaders of Congress, evidently do not want to have this battle. So they're getting this off the table. But there's still yet a battle to be done, because once again, now they got to determine where the money's going to be spent. And once again, this has nothing to do with non-discretionary spending, which is interest on the public debt, Social Security, Medicaid, and that sort of thing. All right. Mueller is going to be testifying tomorrow. So, you know, Republicans.
Dun, dun, dun. Yep.
The word came out last night that Justice Department had written a letter narrowing, making sure the scope of the hearings would be very narrow. It turns out Mueller wanted the letter written because he doesn't want to go in there and say much. I don't think he knows anything. I don't think because he didn't write the report. I don't think he was just a figurehead, as we've been saying for some time on the show now. He wasn't the one pursuing the investigation. It was Andrew Weissman.
I guarantee you, though, any little movement he does incorrectly, maybe he looks at them wrong, That will become the news. It will not. It will be interpretation of something that really isn't there.
What do you think the listening audience will be? Do you think there'll be a massive amount of people listening, or do you think
the viewing audience?
Listening, viewing. Do you think it'll be massive, or do you think most people go, I'm so burned out.
If it was a month ago, I would say different, but tomorrow, I don't think so.
Brad had a good point. You know, everybody's on vacation.
Sure.
Congress leaves. What does this really mean? Well, it could mean something, but it's boring.
What the Democrats are trying to do, a couple things. Mm-hmm. Like Randy says, they're trying to move the needle. Anything that Mueller does that's, say, different from the report. Oh, we told you. Right. We told you. You know, they're going to have a heyday with it. But the, what the Democrats are doing here is primarily, this is the crescendo of this little legislative session. As they go into their vacation, and what do they do when they go on vacation? They go out and they do fundraising.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so they're hoping that this will kick their fundraising in the tail a little bit. By the way, the numbers for June just came
out. I saw them.
For the Republican Party versus Democrat Party.
Terrible.
Democrat Party raised about $8 million during that time. The Republicans over $20 million.
And Trump's even raising lots of money in California. I saw that today.
$2.5 million. Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle did a little swing out there. $2.5 million.
The actual numbers was the DNC raised $8.5 million in June. However, their operating expenses were $7.5 million.
Jeez, you know,
they didn't do too well then. And the RNC raised over $20.8 million, of which they have it all. Hello, thank you. So, you know, things are going well, and I think they'll even go better after this hearing because I just can't perceive, unless I always talk about that word semantics, if these people try to alter, you know, their practice in the night, I guarantee you how they can twist and turn.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
they've had a meeting with chicken dinners and everything.
I know, it's going to be disgusting.
All right, it appears as though the IG report is going to come out end of September, or at least in the fall, so we're now hearing...
During our lifetime.
However, now it appears as though Comey did have a mole inside the White House, a couple of them actually. These individuals are being named. Bottom line is this, the Inspector General report is going to have a much bigger impact on things than Mueller's testimony tomorrow, and you can count on that. If it ever comes out. But it is being done. That investigation is now being done in conjunction with William Barr and this Durham guy. And so if these folks had done anything against the law, not just quote unquote wrong, but against the law, then they will be facing some charges. And by the way, a lot of people have been making a big deal out of Comey. When he went in and met with the president and he told him he wasn't a subject of the investigation, but in fact, he was a subject of the investigation, that's not against the law. The law can lie to you, but you can't lie to the law, okay? We all know you can't lie to the FBI, right? But the FBI can lie to you. A local police department, if you're a suspect in a crime, they can lie to you. They oftentimes do. They'll get two suspects and they'll say, yeah, your buddy down the hall, he's telling us everything. Now, don't you want to tell us something? And, of course, the buddy down the hall is not saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
That's all a lie. But the Supreme Court has ruled that that is legal for prosecutors, for the law to lie to you, but you can't lie to the law. So, yes, James Comey lied to the president. And that's why he wouldn't go out and say in public that the president wasn't a subject, even though the president was frustrated that he wouldn't do that, because he didn't have to do because he was lying to the president.
Chris, this is why we have so much trust in Congress. You can lie from the floor of Congress.
No, that's not what I said. I know,
that's not what you said, but I'm just saying, but that is a fact.
Well, that's politics.
Well, but
politics and law is supposed to be different.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Liar,
but
everywhere we go.
James Comey can lie to the president, but the president can't lie to him. How about them apples for you?
All right.
How about these apples for you? So Thursday, Randy calls in and he's, you guys are somewhere over on the Cape, but you can't tell us why you were over there.
Yeah. Well, the fun part about it is, you know, I had gone and gotten an adult beverage after the radio show with a friend the other Tuesday night last week. And a White House call comes through. And you know, when they're coming through, that means something, right? And what they were calling me for is they wanted me to find drivers for the motorcade. And You know, we have some
this
folks.
This is a motorcade for the Apollo 11 ceremony.
Yeah, so they're going to basically take them from when the vice president land over to Elon Musk's place. So that's kind of what their route was going to be. And so anyway, what you immediately do is you start, who can pass the background checks? Who can, you know, safe driver and all these things?
That's why he never called me.
Safe driver.
No, it was a background check when I think of it.
But anyway. I want to give a shout out to the folks that really did step up. And not only did we go over on, we all went over on Thursday. We got our credentials from NASA and from the White House. And then they, you know, kind of, we had a lot of fun over there. We went and had, you know, some dinner over there and everything. But I want to give a shout out.
So they went over there to get the credentials prior to the event, which actually happened Saturday.
Which was on, we did that on Thursday. And the drivers were Leland McKee, Gary Ellis, Ryan Deming, and our sponsor, Jeff Bonning, was one of the drivers as well. The great news for them was that I didn't have to be part of it Saturday morning because I got food poisoning Friday night. And so anyway, but what I'm impressed about is how every time I've called upon, a few of these people have done motorcade before, including Leland and Gary, and you call upon them and they just do a brilliant job. You know, you don't have to be there. You know, they know to wear a suit and tie. They know how to address people because you're really not supposed to be talking to the people when you're doing motorcade unless they speak to you, right?
Right.
And once you're with your vehicle, you're not even allowed to leave. But they also got their picture with the vice president, which is also nice. And also I appreciate it when the Republican Party gave me a call and then on Friday was able to send out some friends and family requests so that people could actually go over there and be part of that, you know, inside the facility, be close to the vice president. You know, he's pretty, once you're in his space, he lets you take selfies. It's a little bit different than obviously operating with the president.
Right.
So overall, great for Orange County. And there were other drivers that came from, I think Brian Hayes came from Polk County. You know, a lot of, it's always wonderful that they call upon our team to be part of these efforts and missions. And they did it brilliantly. So I wanted to give them a shout out for that.
Yeah, no doubt. And what happened was on Saturday, the vice president, I think Buzz Aldrin was there too.
Oh, yeah. And I think all the folks here on our team got a picture with him or got to shake his hand or be near him. And that, for some people, that was more exciting than seeing the vice president.
Right.
Yeah, because he's part of history. What was it, 50 years? And,
50 years.
You know, and he was part, he was riding in the motorcade. So I don't know whose van he was in.
Right.
But I do know he was part of the escort, who they escorted in the event.
Right. And of course, we've been commemorating Apollo 11 by giving you updates along the way as to the mission. And of course, Saturday and Sunday were the big days. And as far as day 8 goes, they're coasting their way back to home.
Really?
Yep. And they spent 10 hours. They had a nice long sleep, 10 hours sleeping. They woke up and basically began to make preparations.
10 hours sleeping?
Yep.
How do you sleep for 10 hours? I wish I could know that secret.
Drugged.
No.
Is it the weightlessness
It's
thing?
The anti-gravity, which is, once again, at relax and comfort. No, I'm serious.
Right.
To put you in the anti-gravity position. What that means is when astronauts sleep in space, they just float in the air. Or not in the air, but they float inside the capsule, which is weightless. Okay, so what happens is your body naturally goes into the anti-gravity position, which means your elbows are bent at a 90-degree angle, your knees are bent at a 90-degree angle, your legs come up kind of in front of you, and you're floating.
How is that comfortable, I wonder?
It's comfortable because when your elbow is at a 90-degree angle, all your muscles are relaxed.
Oh.
When your arm is out straight,
oh, I see.
Your tricep, or whichever one is in the back of your arm, is pulling. Okay.
So I need to try sleeping different tonight, like with my legs up. Oh, this sounds stupid.
This
here you go.
This is the anti, which is why you need to go to relax and comfort, get one of those adjustable bases, and the adjustable base puts you in the anti-gravity position. Now,
did you get the adjustable base?
Yes.
Do you sleep like an astronaut at night now?
I'm starting to, yes.
Really?
Because I always slept on my side, so it's taking a little getting used to. But now I am, and I tell you what, it is a much superior
position. Well, how do you get your arms in that position, even in the bed like that?
Well, what happens is the bottom portion of the bed rises up behind your knees.
Oh, okay.
And then the back portion raises your head up, and then your arms just kind of naturally lay.
And it's
right
comfortable.
There. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, because I slept on my side all my life, it's taken a little getting used to.
Do you still try to roll over on your side? Is that what's happening?
A couple times, yeah. But see, when you're sleeping on your side, you're trying to put yourself in the anti-gravity position because you usually pull your legs up a little bit.
Right.
You bend your arms.
Okay.
But you can't do that laying flat on your back if you're stretched out flat.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so
All your life you've slept improperly, Randy.
Some astronauts say they have never slept better in their life till they slept in space because you're getting that naturally total relaxed position because you're floating weightless.
That's crazy.
What you need to do is go down to where her store is and just jump into the bed you know, for an hour and see how fast you go to sleep while she's working there.
Well, if she's working there, you probably aren't going to be able to go to sleep.
You're one of those talking pillows.
No, we'll be talking the whole time.
That's the idea. That's why they call it the anti-gravity position. Because that's your natural floating position. If you were to just be floating in space.
That's great information.
You have been enlightened, Randy.
All right. We're going to take a break, come back. We got some other news of the day for you as well. Once again, please follow and like us on our Facebook page, and that's American Adversaries on Facebook. Everybody was talking about the Mueller letter. Mike was just showing me something on Facebook. Mueller requested the letter from the Department of Justice so he could refer to it tomorrow when he gets asked a question that makes him uncomfortable.
I gotta stay right where I am. Yes. I'm sorry.
I have to refer to the Department of Justice rules as explained in the letter. Here. Yes. Oh, boy. That's going to be...
That is going to really be funny when he references that.
Oh, boy. I don't know if it'll be funny, but it'll be funny. When we come back, we got Thursday night's contest challenge for you and more news on a Trumpin' Tuesday presented by Sutherland Nissan.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey everyone, Rick Brown would like to invite you to join his new Tijuana Flats Mobile Rewards Club. It's easy and it's free. Just text FLATS to 888-111. That's FLATS to 888-111. You'll get an immediate reward of free chips and salsa with a $10 purchase, a free dessert on your birthday, and you'll be automatically entered each month to win a free entree. There'll be Mobile Club only specials up to twice a month sent directly to your phone. So don't delay. Take advantage of the Tijuana Flats Mobile Rewards Club today. Text FLATS to 888-111. Available only at Winter Springs, Oviedo, and Avalon Park locations. Not valid with other specials or promotions. Folks, I'm so proud of our sponsors here on the American Adversaries, like Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. They and businesses like theirs are truly the backbone of America. They're family-owned and operated, dedicated to quality and professionalism, and committed to courteous and honest service. If you own a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW, you need to know Jerry and Jana and their team of professionals because they will give you the best care and service for your vehicle at the best price. They truly are the dealership alternative. Call 407-366-6499 or go to jerrysmb.com. That's 407-366-6499. 499-JerrysNB.com. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Trumpin' Tuesday it is. Now, Thursday, of course, is contest night, and here's your challenge.
All right, we have the big event tomorrow. So on Thursday, what question would you ask Robert Mueller at the congressional hearing? So, Randy, what question would you ask? This is the first time you hit it right on the button.
I can't believe I even got it. I would ask him, boxers or briefs?
I think that is terrific, Randy. God. So it could either be a serious question or one with some degree of humor. But the prizes are outstanding.
What would you say if he responded, diaper?
Yeah, if his response was, depends.
Oh, no.
Oh, it depends.
Okay, all right.
That's getting messy.
All right.
Gross.
So the next rally is coming up in Cincinnati, and Randy's going to be there. You guys are flying up for that one, aren't you?
We are. We're excited to be part of that one.
So, that's coming up on August 1st, isn't it?
That's correct.
So
yes.
That's
next
week.
Thursday, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Next Thursday. Indeed, it will be. So That will be exciting. Are you working on any new chants?
We might help him create one. You never know. I haven't really, but
maybe
we are.
There's
but
a contest
I will say,
challenge
I can't tell you
there.
What it is, but mm-hmm. there is something really, truly exciting that we're working on. We're going to be announcing here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it really is. So, a lot of cool things happening around here. So, once again, the president is going to be rallying in Cincinnati. It'll be interesting. Of course, there'll be a lot of interest to see how the crowd responds.
Oh, yeah.
Since the North Carolina rally, I'm quite certain that you're still going to have a very enthusiastic crowd there and extremely large crowd there. And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody or the president or comes up with some kind of comical.
Yeah, there's going to be something unique that is going to be derived from
this. It might
be
something that happens between now and then that creates that.
That's true.
We never know. There might be another squad that comes out. there could be
Yeah, I hope not. One's enough, the Four Stooges.
Yeah, indeed.
We've had enough of that group. You know?
By the way, Tlaib is out there saying $15 an hour as a minimum wage is not enough. You're going to need to go $20 an hour. So why not $25? Why not 50?
Well,
it depends on her district.
Right?
It might mean that it appeals to her district. And therefore, she gets that's how these people get reelected. They don't get to stop and say, why would you think it's 20? How could we afford 20?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it's going to be interesting because the Democrats are in quite a quandary with these women because these women and the people that back them have made it quite clear they are going to go after moderate Democrats in the primary.
But isn't she the one that got drug out?
Seen
that was 2016.
That too. I mean, she was brutal, screaming, yelling, shoving. I mean, what an
such
animal.
Such a nice lady.
Love the meter.
On the social media. I'm sure we got it on our Facebook page. By the way, please follow us and like us on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. You're listening to us on a Trump and Tuesday presented by Sutherland Nissan. The Rays are coming up next. So please find us on your smart devices. All right. And please do check out our website and you can listen to us live there. That's American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The 5 and AM 660. The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Justice Department says it's opening a sweeping antitrust investigation of big technology companies and whether their online platforms have hurt competition, suppressed innovation, or otherwise harmed consumers. It comes as a growing number of lawmakers have called for stricter regulation or even breaking up of the big tech companies, which have come under intense scrutiny following a series of scandals that compromised users' privacy. Meanwhile, The Washington Post is reporting that the Federal Trade Commission will allege that Facebook misled users about its privacy practices as part of an expected settlement. The federal business watchdog will reportedly find that Facebook deceived users about how it handled phone numbers it asked for as part of a security feature, and provided insufficient information about how to turn off a facial recognition tool for photos. On Wall Street, the Dow by 177 points, this is SRN News.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Attention HR managers and business owners. If you're not screening your new hires, you're asking for trouble. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassina with ASAP Programs. Negligent hiring is on the rise and can be an employer's worst nightmare, leading to litigation and legal costs that could cripple your business. The average cost of settling a negligent hiring lawsuit is nearly $1 million, with the largest claim on record at $26 million. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to perform comprehensive background checks quickly and discreetly, allowing you to properly vet incoming talent. Whether your organization is big or small, it's your responsibility to safeguard your workplace and protect your customers. Don't base your hiring decisions on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Folks, some of the largest purchases we make are the vehicles we drive. It makes sense to protect them. That's where Images Auto Spa can help you, whether you're the driver on the go or the do-it-yourselfer. They utilize state-of-the-art auto care products and techniques coupled with years of experience to deliver you the best possible results for your car, truck, or boat. You'll find Images Auto Spas at 4007 East Colonial Drive at Bennett Road and at 510 North State Road 434 in Altamont Springs. Don't forget, every Tuesday and Thursday, get the $29 Ultrashine package for only $20 if you mention you heard about it on the American Adversaries Radio Show. Visit ImagesAutoSpa.com. That's ImagesAutoSpa.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from Glow, one of the Park Avenue knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
All right. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries on a Trumpin' Tuesday. We really appreciate your being out there. Got Randy Ross in the studio along with Mike McBath, myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get back to some other news, what about this Adrian Peterson? He played, where did he play?
He was a running back, and they play with the Vikings, as I recall.
Yeah, well,
and where else is he now?
He's in the poorhouse.
Oh, no. What happened here?
He has made, I don't know how much money he made playing in the NFL.
Right.
But he,
big money. He made big money.
Yeah. Evidently, he owes millions of dollars to a Pennsylvania lender that he can't pay back.
You know, you always sit there because all, and I will say this for the Player Association, they offer fellas, you know, tutorships. They offer them the ability to investigate somebody you're going to invest with. I mean, they do everything they can to try to prevent these kids from losing every dollar they got. And then you read me something like that. And I mean, I would bet, Chris, if he doesn't have anything left, he probably lost $30, $35 million.
Oh, right. My God.
Yeah, he made that much, you know, his career because he was a premier player.
Right.
So that's a bad story.
Well, by the way, to your point, somebody by the name of Daniel Kaplan, let me see who he is real quickly here. He's a sports business reporter at The Athletic. And he has responded to a fellow tweeted, how does this keep happening with these athletes, you know, making all this kind of money and ended up broke? And he responds, certainly not the NFLPA's fault. They, like the NFL, offer financial planning resources. Drew Hawkins, the expert I quote at the end, described the situation as akin to an addiction. The borrowing and borrowing and borrowing.
You know what, Chris? We have what is called financial fitness, where we do seminars for these players all the time. We have an individual, like if I were looking at a deal and I was going to put in $1 million or whatever, like these kids do, I can make a call. They'll have a group of people investigate the background of everybody, et cetera. They'll look at the viability of the investment. Not that they'll always be right, but they're just trying to give guidance to these people to stop this from happening. But I think the best response, and I think you would agree with me on this, is I tell these individuals, if you're getting $10 million, why don't you use your head and take $500,000 a year for the next 20 years, have them pay you 3% interest on it, and live a good life, not lose your money to the posses, you know, and the NFL is going to be around for 20 years. They got a better chance of surviving in the U.S. government. So,
do they listen to you ever?
Who knows? You know what I mean? But all it is, you're there to offer from somebody who's been through the wars, because the reality is life takes some really difficult turns. And a lot of these kids don't understand when they sign certain type of notes that they are liable all the way down to the last penny.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, when they get into some of these real estate deals and you think you're with a developer and you don't realize it, they go through him and then they come to me and oh boy.
And what happens if they lose their, like, you know, ability to play, and they've got a 20 or 30 year mortgage?
You're out in the street, you lose your house. I mean, I see this all the time where, you know, they buy over their head, they'll buy like a $5 million house, and then the guy goes, well, I don't have any income. Goodbye to your house, goodbye to all the equity in it, because
you're going
to
need it.
We can't save you.
All right.
And you need the money.
Yeah.
Oh boy, not a good story. Terrible.
No, it's a sad situation. And of course, it happens to athletes and all, you know, walks of,
right,
of sports, entertainment. And it's a sad situation, but, you know.
And the thing
when
is,
preparing tax, yeah, when I prepared taxes for over 30 years.
Well, you know, you do taxes, yeah, right?
I always used to tell people, look, there's two things about money. There's making it, and then there's hanging
the
on to
it. The hard part, hold
and,
on
and
to
And the hardest
money,
part
right,
is saving it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, my advice always to somebody is never invest in anything unless you understand it.
Yes.
I always say to them, can you explain it to me?
And if they can't, then they
you
should.
You mean like Bitcoin?
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Did I see, what was, one of these jokers is suing AT&T. You'll love this. I guess somebody got the phone number, you know, from AT&T or something. They, here we go. They, whatever they do with the Bitcoin, they transported money and the guy lost money, but now he's blaming AT&T. Well, the reality is it's not AT&T's fault.
No.
You know, it's yours. Bad idea, bad functioning. So.
And what about the Jets quarterback who just left the NFL to work for ESPN?
What the heck's his name? I saw that today. Yeah. Sanchez.
Yeah, Sanchez.
Yeah, Sanchez, you know, he was a reasonable NFL quarterback. He had to make a lot of money. You know, I'd estimate his earnings over 10 years was probably $40 million. And ESPN, though, it depends the capacity you're doing. If you're just doing college games, you know, a lot of people think they pay him a ton of money. They don't. I mean, it's really pretty paltry relative to many, you know, it's pretty
right,
bad. I know a couple guys that are doing it now, and it is not good at all. But the other side of it is a lot of people can do that. You know, why would I pay a lot of money out if I know I got another replacement for you? So it depends what capacity you're in at ESPN, what you obviously you're going to get paid as an announcer.
All right. So the video came out last night of these, I think it was four police officers in New York.
That was so sad.
Walking beats.
Yeah.
And two of them were in Harlem. And people were throwing buckets of water on them.
Ugh.
And they were just kept walking.
I don't know how they could not stop. I mean, I would think it would be an instinct to turn and tase them, or at least.
I know the self-control that these officers, either that or how about this one? We give up.
Maybe, well, you know what? I reached out to.
I give up.
Listen to this response. I reached out to Mike Green. Mike, we've had him on here before.
Yes.
He's a retired
police
New York
officer.
City detective. And he gave me a pretty good response. He said, you know, if they'd have turned and tased them and CNN or someone got the footage, then they, and that, some, let's say the person died, okay? All of a sudden, the news would be New York City cops tase and kill this person versus the video that we get to see.
Yeah.
The problem is, I think they're setting people up to look at this footage. If you're young or a thug or whatever, you're watching this footage and you're thinking, oh, I can get away with anything.
That's the danger.
And that's in New York City. Imagine here in Orlando or anywhere else.
Well, I don't think that, well, I don't know about San Francisco and some other cities, but if you do that here in Orlando, I think you're going to wind up in the county jail down there. It's a situation where the police, you're absolutely right, they're shy about getting the bad press, the bad publicity, and the police officers themselves are worried about getting sued, fired, or whatever for excessive use of force. And what is an excessive use of force if somebody throws a bucket of water on you? Right?
Right. What? I don't know.
Some people would say just slapping handcuffs on the guy who did it would be excessive. Mm-hmm. Right? All he did was throw water on you. Mm-hmm. But if it's if it had been, say, Mike McBath walking down the street and somebody threw a bucket of water on him and a police officer saw it, the police officer would be obligated to step in and arrest the person who threw the bucket, or at least ask you, do you want me to arrest this guy?
Yeah.
Because, or Mike might have punched him.
Well, but the bottom line is...
He's lying on the sidewalk. Yeah, you want to arrest him?
Yeah, really. No, I just leave him lay. But the bottom line is, this was a crime. These people perpetrated a crime against these police officers, and it went unaddressed. And as Randy said, that's not a good thing.
It's just setting up a really bad perception.
Right, because you're asking for more of it to begin
with. And you hate to see the youth of the nation see it on the college campuses and stuff, because all it does is just, again, when they have these rallies and stuff, they think, I'll get away with it.
I had put a post up, and Nostradamus responded to it, and what he said was, next time it may not be water.
Right.
Oh,
what could
true.
It be? What would they throw? It could be. We've seen them do a lot of different things, right?
Concrete.
In jails, they are constantly throwing bodily waste.
Yeah, feces at the people.
Urine.
They could easily
fill
do
up
that.
A bucket with urine. Yeah. Have everybody in the neighborhood fill it up and laugh while they're filling it up.
This would be real funny.
You would presume that if it were that, and they determined that it wasn't water, that they would react differently, but we don't know. And one of the officers was hit in the back of the head with a bucket. Now, that escalates it even further.
Yeah, that's assault on a police officer.
Right. I mean, you're not even supposed to touch a police officer, much less throw anything on him or hit him with anything. So, we just got this from Kurt Reed. Yeah, it's assault. It was an assault on a law enforcement officer. And yet they walked away. Now, where's de Blasio on all of this? We know that he is cut back on the, what they call it, the broken window policy and the stop and frisk policy. You remember those things?
Right.
Which led to a tremendous drop in crime in New York City and cleaning up the streets. He's eased back on that. Where was he today? Why wasn't he out there saying, look, I've asked these police officers to be a little bit more mindful, but that doesn't mean you citizens can go out there and abuse it.
You know where he is, Chris? He's retiring, meaning he's not going to be elected again.
No, he's term limited.
So you know where he is?
He's running for president.
You got it.
Here's what the police chief said today. He said, our detectives and are the greatest in the world, and we are looking, and we will identify who was involved, and arrest will be made.
Well... let's hope so.
Yeah.
And they do have video. I guess a lot of people were doing phone videos, which are now out there on the social media. I don't know if there were any permanently affixed cameras that might have caught it as well. There might very well have been. So hopefully that this isn't the end of the story. But it didn't look very good.
And there were people cheering on these people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One guy had on a red hat. I hope it wasn't a MAGA hat.
No,
Couldn't see it.
I could see
the red hat.
But, you could hear him. At first, there was sort of astonishment in some of the comments. Oh, they're throwing water. Oh, they're throwing water. And then they got to where they were laughing about it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's letting them do it. He's letting them do it. Yeah, there was sort of shock and surprise.
Do you think the police officers were also a little concerned for their own safety at that point? I mean,
They were so calm. There's a crowd around them and everything.
I think that they just were concerned that it would escalate out of hand.
Right.
I don't know if they're... But, in a situation like that, you got to figure their adrenaline's pumping.
Sure.
They're looking calm, but their adrenaline's got to be racing through their veins.
And it was a rough crowd. This was in front of
a
concert.
So perhaps they did the smart thing, just let's keep our cool, and then we'll come back, enforce and arrest the perpetrators. Let's hope that that's what's going to happen, because this cannot... It's one thing to badmouth law enforcement, but it's another thing to go out and do something about it. If you remember, what was it, those four or five Dallas police officers who were killed in the parking garage or whatever, as people were, Black Lives Matter and all of this? You know, the old saying, the pen is mightier than the sword, has a lot of truth in it. Words have power, and they carry, and they can cause things to happen.
Well, you know what, Chris? When illegals come across the border, what's the word? Illegal.
Illegal.
What are we advocating? You know, just ignore the law. Do what you want, you know, and see if you can work yourself out of this.
Well,
not right.
According to Alexandria, all they're trying to do is come here to be.
I know.
Did you hear that?
It sounded like she was like a kid. Yeah, and said, you know, okay, Alexandria.
Shakespeare, right?
I know. You were in sixth grade. To be was the bee that to saw the be, tree that jumped on me.
To be or not to be? Right. That is the question.
Oh, right. That was terrible when I heard that.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. It is a Trumpin' Tuesday presented by Sutherland Nissan. Don't forget, Sutherland and Nissan located at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. Great folks out there. The Ducks still come and go.
Yeah.
Now you got to kind of catch them.
No, I found out the Ducks aren't there.
Oh, they
took all
they
of
beat Pete?
They took them to your Lake Maitland.
Oh, they're over
on
there?
Lake Maitland. Okay. They did transport them. They were getting too big. They were all from never on out chickens anymore, or little babe chicks.
Oh,
so
no, yeah.
They basically took one of their Nissan vans and they took them all over to the Lake Maitland. And then he gets on the jet ski and goes and feeds them with his daughter.
How about that?
I hope he plans to do that every day, because when he stops, they ain't going
to
be
They're going to come to Mike McBath's house.
Well, next year, they're going to be back there roosting there again.
Boy. There's already three other nests, he said, on the property.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's
Sutherland
great.
Nissan, cars, trucks, and ducks. East Colonial
cars,
Drive and Chickasaw
that
Trail.
Good, man.
All right. Right, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, Chris Hart here. You know, I always bring you the best companies that improve your life. Now, I want to introduce you to Dr. Ronald Trevisani of Lifetime Teeth Today, Orlando's trusted board-certified oral surgeon for over 20 years. If you need dental implants or oral surgery, this is the guy and this is the place to go. Receive the highest level of dental implant care from a trusted oral surgeon. And by the way, his patients love him.
I can eat everything and I enjoy life much more. I really do. I don't have to worry about toothaches, fillings, or anything.
We had corn on the cob last night with a filet mignon. It made my toes curl up.
Dr. Trevisani, one office, one day, Lifetime Teeth Today. Multiple locations, call 407-598-8141. Dr. Trevisani, Orlando's trusted board-certified oral surgeon. Show that smile again. Call 407-598-8141 today.
Online at drtrevisani.com.
Everyone knows Cafe Positano makes the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Owner Pasquale Barba is proud to share his family's delicious recipes with your family, and that includes your working family. Cafe Positano is the perfect place for your corporate lunch. Its separate fine dining area is ideal for your business meeting at a great price with special dishes that will impress everyone. Call 407-774-8080 for your next business luncheon, or tell your boss, let's go where they have the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Cafe Positano.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Good today, too, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Trumpin' Tuesday. Mark Esper has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Defense.
Since Mattis, right? He's the first permanent one.
First confirmed one. Had a couple of temporary ones in there in the meantime, but it's been about a year, and it's interesting because he's not a general. He wasn't a general. Now he was in the Army, but he was a quote unquote infantryman. He was an enlistee.
Oh, he wasn't a West Pointer or anything?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
He did not have an officer's commission. He was in Iraq. He served in Iraq. And then when he got out of the Army, he became a lobbyist with Raytheon, who is a huge defense contractor.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that's how he has found his way into the Pentagon. And he was confirmed 92-8. And Bernie Sanders did not vote. Let me see. I think it was like 5 of the Democrat candidates for president voted against him.
Isn't that ridiculous?
They were in that 8. Here it is. 8 Democrats. Booker voted no. Gillibrand voted no. Harris voted no. Klobuchar voted no. And Markey voted no. Mark Lee voted no. And Warren voted no. And Wyden voted no. So let's see. Booker, Gillibrand, Harris, Klobuchar, Markey, and Warren are all running for president, and they all voted no. And Bernie Sanders and Isaacson did not vote. Otherwise, it was a 92.
What's sort of weird about that is, what is it, 5, 6 of the presidential candidates, but all the other senators who were, that are Democrats,
voted yes.
Yeah. Do you see anything strange in that, Chris? I mean, they're going against each other.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Well, that's what happens. See, as I'm telling you.
That's what I say. What a strange group of characters.
It's part of our system. Republicans do it, too. We saw in the primary, right, in 2016.
We did. The beauty
of our system, one of the great equalizers in our system, is that it's an adversarial system. Mm-hmm. Which means that it works not just between the parties, but within the parties as well.
Mm-hmm. And, well, we just saw a perfect example.
Right. And now the Democrats, they can be very brutal to Republicans, and they can be very brutal to one another. We shall see what happens. And, you got these next round of debates coming up a week from today, the 30th and the 31st, next Tuesday and Wednesday. And we're going to see what happens, between Biden and Harris and some of these others, because Harris has clearly shown that if you're, say, down low on the totem pole and you want to go to the top, you got to pick a bone with somebody at the top and you got to make a big deal of it.
I just wonder, there's been such a time lapse between the first debate and this one, if the energy of this debate coming up is like, most people go, oh, when is it?
I don't think they'll get as much coverage.
I don't think so either. No. It's like you're out of energy.
I think we all wanted to see what they did the first time. I think most Republicans have already figured out it's a shit. Am I allowed to say that?
No.
It's an S show, and I think that's what they figured out.
Yeah. It's a situation where the Democrats are also kind of like the Mueller thing. It's right here in the middle of the summer. You're right. The sort of bloom is off the rose because we've seen it before. The next debate I think that'll actually be interesting will be in September, because there's probably only going to be one night and there'll probably be only 5 or 6 people on the stage because nobody else is going to have met the criteria to get into the debate.
And that's when we probably get a better idea who's going to probably get the nomination.
Yeah, indeed. So
unless Michael/Michelle decides to jump in last minute.
Oh, yes.
There's speculation. There's been speculation about that. Nostradamus expressed that fear on our show months ago. L. Rush Fuzbo mentioned the other day. I don't see it, because it's so difficult to get in that late. Because you have to have an organization. Now, they do have a big organization already from Barack winning.
Right.
But you got to get it up and running again. You got to, and you got to raise a lot of money fast.
Well, this came out today. Forbes or somebody said she is the most influential woman. They gave her one of the top 50 or whatever.
Well, I think she's the most admired woman or whatever.
That kind of keeping her in the news stuff is concerning to me.
Well, what has helped her keep her name out there is the book she wrote. It is still on the top 10 bestseller list. How legitimate that is, I don't know.
You wonder who's been buying the books.
Buying
one guy buys $50
million. Right. Exactly. The Koch brothers.
She does have name recognition. And she also has what Barack had to a great extent when he ran, and that is not much of a track record. So you can't really tie her down to a lot of stuff. Now, she's got all the same baggage that Barack had, the Reverend Wright Church and all of that sort of thing. But that's already baked into the cake. Everybody already knows that. So it's not revelatory. It's not going to be any big deal to anybody. I just don't think that the longer you wait, the harder it is to get in and win. And if she's going to wait, as to some are predicting, to write until after the Democrat primaries...
Well, that won't help.
No.
That'd be stupid.
No, it would. And a lot of people in the party wouldn't like it because...
Oh, you're going to upset everybody. Right. You're going to split your party in the smithereens.
If she wants to get in this thing, she's going to have to get into the primaries.
Yeah, I agree.
All right? So we'll see. And if she's going to do that, she's going to have to do it before the fall is over. So I just don't think it's going
to
happen.
I think you're probably right. I don't think
she wants to be president. She'd be a fool.
I know. I'd go live my life and move on.
Yeah. So I'm sure Valerie Jarrett's probably telling her every day, you'd be president. But it's a situation. I think President Trump is going to beat any Democrat out there.
I agree.
Period.
I agree.
Like you said,
now what happens in 2024 is going to be a lot different.
The whole different thing. Yeah. I hope they're grooming somebody right now for that process.
I do too. All right. Well, in the meantime, we're just about out of time. Once again, we got a contest for you on Thursday. Come up with your question for Herr Mueller. You'll have the opportunity to know what was already asked.
Oh, yeah. You got a head start on everybody. So this could be a great event.
And Randy's already set the bar pretty high.
Very high. This is the first time he ever responded, and it was great.
The first time I ever understood the question.
This is outstanding.
Making progress. All right, don't forget Larry Elder coming up next, and please follow us on our great Red Hot and Can't Be Stopped Facebook page. Kathy Santomassino really tearing it up over there. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Please follow us. That's, once again, American Adversaries on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio, and don't forget to check out our great website. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. Where all of our great advertisers have ads there, which you just click on their ad, it takes you right to their website. Like Sutherland Nissan, like Images Auto Spa, like Relax and Comfort, like Jerry's MB, like Patriot Home Funding, like Cafe Positano.
Good job,
like
Chris.
Firm Foundation.
You're just banging them out.
How do you remember all those things?
Now, I know I'm going, like Larry Herring.
That's exactly right. Yep. Right? Larry, great guy.
Like Tijuana Flats.
Oh, wow. Look at
that, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 7 o'clock.